Paul Simon. Paul Simon. Paul Simon. Lovely guy. Carpenter. And we did this song many years ago. And it's all about the coming of age of America. We're getting right yet. Into the 21st century. And of course the song is called... Exactly. America.
Laughing on the bus, playing games with
so much. Thank you. But a year ago, we realized that we were going to start touring again, and we decided to get together. Yeah, why not? Some group was out of trouble, and we just finished the Keys to Ascension project with Billy, our friend, and we started writing this new album with a lot of songs. And one of the main ingredients was the work of Billy and Chris together. And this is one of the songs from the album, and I want to introduce you to our new member of the band. He's a wonderful producer, a great guy, and he's looking forward to going to Amsterdam. His name is Billy Sherwood! Sherwood Forest, sorry. Just trying to get there, but it's okay, don't worry. It's just the way I am. This song is called Open Your Eyes.
Oh,
practicing the old eagle bow. And then we get on top of the bus. But I don't think we're going to get on now. We had a phone call today from the boss at top of the bus. He said, and I quote, "Yes."
No.
Who's yes? What do they want? What? Where were we? Oh yeah, it was Thursday afternoon. We were at Avvision Studios, just about 3 miles from here. Central London, and we've been rehearsing this next song quite a while, and Eddie Alford, our genial engineer, producer, and tea maker, he seemed to make the tea like that, like papers and stuff. We didn't mind that, because it was 4:10 Thursday, tea time, and of course we felt really good after that. And this song really changed my life a lot. So did the tea. Anyway, in the corner of the rehearsal studio, we started to record the album, of course, and I heard these sounds, and I said, "Eddie, quick, start the tape."
Thank you.
love comes to you and you follow. Lose one arm to the heart of the sunrise. Short distance. Lost on a wave that you're under. Dream on, on to the heart of the sunrise. Shine. such wonderful, like a dream it was, just to do that. Woo! Thank you so much, thank you. And gives me great pleasure to introduce you to and leave you in the capable hands, fingers, guitar, and tap dance style of Mr. Steve.
Thank you very much. Extremely nice to be back in London. And that was a piece called, I just played a piece called Surface Tension, which I actually dedicated to London, my hometown. And it's my London theme now. Before that, of course, for my wife and our love. Mood for a Day. I just wonder if this is the right guitar. Incidentally, this is a guitar from Holland called a Sharpup. And I hope you like the sound. And I'd like to dedicate this next tune, as I did all those years ago, to my son Dylan, who's amongst us now. And this is a tune I wrote on based on the Chet Atkins guitar style. Thank you very much. Clap!
see what
we're making.
We're making the album Open Your Eyes last summer, and I went over to Steve's room one afternoon. He was playing this really, really beautiful piece of music, so I sort of jotted down some words and went down to the studio and recorded it as is, as in like a little duet. In fact, it was the first song that we'd written together for about 10 years. So it's kind of cool. And there's a song called From the Balcony. Reality and play them. You can hear them. Sometimes, you know, it's like you have to wait for them to come through. And I remember waking up one morning and I could hear these bells, and I looked out the window and there's little cows that big running around very fast. It seemed that way. Gosh. Guys. Anyway, this is a song called Wondrous Stories.
Thank you.
When we realise we're going to go on tour, one of the things you all know, we keep changing the lineup. It seems to be every other year, something like that. Life changes anyway, so we're not doing anything illegal. We just keep changing the lineup. And when we decided to go on tour this time, we needed somebody to play keyboards. So I just happened to have a tape in my bag that I've been carrying around for 4 months and I've never listened to it. And as soon as we knew we had to find somebody, I picked up a cassette and I rang up the number. It turned out to be this really wonderful guy from Moscow who loves Yes music. And he's a great musician in his own right. His name is Igor Karachev.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
take this opportunity again to thank you all for coming along, and also to a great road crew and a great sound, lights and everything. A really great bunch of people.
We are. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome back to Album Network's concert special with Yes. I'm Rita Wild, and before the band gets going on stage, I had an opportunity to spend a few moments with Chris Squire and John Anderson, and here's what they had to say. You guys have been on the road for a couple of months now with the Open Your Eyes tour. Are you basically pleased with the way it's been going?
Yeah, extremely pleased, yeah. You know, it's been really good for us to get back to playing, you know, in these smaller places, and we've really felt like we've got to know the audience a lot more intimately, and I think a lot of our audience probably at this time probably enjoy the environment a lot more too. So yeah, it's been great. They've been sold out shows nearly everywhere, and you know, we've had a very good time.
You guys have one of the most loyal and strong fan bases I've ever seen. What do you attribute that to?
Well, our music, I guess. I guess we encourage and draw a certain type of fan who probably, you know, I guess is more of the has the long staying power quality, and also what we're beginning to see now is a lot of the children of those people also seem to be very into the music too. So I think we have, you know, about, well, sometimes three generations of audience, actually. So, you know, then they all seem to be equally as enthusiastic.
What keeps it interesting for you?
Well, as long as we can always do new stuff, that's really what keeps me going. I've never wanted to or felt like being in the business of legend peddling. But when, you know, we have something that new that we're proud of and you want to go out there and promote that as your new work, then it makes it, that makes it fun for me, and then it makes it, you know, just as enjoyable to play the older songs as well.
Let's talk a little bit about the new CD, Open Your Eyes. Lyrically, to me, it's extremely positive and life-affirming.
Very hopeful messages.
Yeah, just throughout, yeah, throughout the whole CD. That's,
yeah,
that's great, you know, because, yeah, in this era when things are so downtrodden at times, I mean, it's nice to have some uplifting music around as well.
Yeah, well, Yes has usually worked on that lyrical theme, even though on this particular album, Billy Sheridan and myself probably wrote more of the lyrics than John would normally write most of them, but on this album he didn't, but I think we pretty much wrote a lot of them in his style as well. So, you know, it's a very Yes style sort of album, and you know, and it bears that message of hope.
For John Anderson, it's being on stage and delivering that message of hope and healing to an audience that really makes it all worthwhile for him.
When we go to a town, you can feel the presence of the energy of that town, and feel like you've, at least, you know, for 3 hours, you've made them feel good about liking us, if you like. You know, it's like, if you really support a band over the period of time, the last thing you want to do is, like, after 20 years, oh, they've just packed it in, you know. I was very sad when the Beatles stopped making music. So I always felt, well, if we keep Yes going, and Yes have been going through so many crazy trials and tribulations, but we still make music about hope and the sort of dreams that we all deeply have, and we reserve those dreams for more private times, but, you know, I'm happy to sing about it. I don't care.
Are you happy to be back out on the road?
Well, basically, we're glad we're touring because we're functioning. We're actually making people come and see the band, and they're enjoying the shows. We hope that one or two of the songs on the new album have got that commercial flow, maybe of 90125. There's one or two. Because, as you know, these days there are so many charts, and I honestly don't know anything about this idea of charts. I just know that if people are hearing new songs and they're digging it because it's getting played on a pop chart, I'm more than happy, you know. It's just trying to get that message out there that the band is good, it's good to see, and you'll have a great evening. Don't worry, we're okay, we're safe people. we're pretty sane, you know. Come and enjoy yourself, because that's what music really is, you know. And, you know, here we are 30 years down the line, starting this February. Come and see it. By the time we get into the 21st century, I think we'll have done what we set out to do. We never dreamed of getting past 1973, I think. So here we are, heading towards the year 2000. It's quite amazing.
Well, seeing a Yes show is always an amazing experience, and this one is just about to begin. From the Universal Amphitheater in Los Angeles, Chris Squire, John Anderson, Steve Howe, Alan White, Billy Sherwood, and keyboardist Igor Koroshev. It's Yes in Concert on the Album Network.
For 30 years, they've pushed the traditional boundaries of rock and roll to a precarious musical edge. And like a fine wine, they keep getting better and better.
I'll be the roundabout, the word to make you out and out. Spend the day your way.
In celebration of their new studio album, Open Your Eyes, Yes is in the midst of a world tour. And this weekend, you can hear a special two-hour concert broadcast recorded live at the Universal Amphitheater in Los Angeles. It's a concert special with Yes right here this weekend.